bibliophiles have reason to rejoice once more.
Yes, it's time for the Marcus Jewish Community Center of Atlanta's 23rd Annual Book Festival, and you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy it. It lasts for 19 days. It starts this Saturday and ends November 19th. There's a mix of speakers and book signings and panel discussions and family activities. All sorts of speakers, everybody from the Braves' old pitching coach, Leo Mazzoni, Anna Quinlan, Pat Conroy, even the daughter of Sammy Davis Jr. The first event is Saturday night at 8:15. Tickets for this are $18. It's worth looking at the program just to get a reading list, even if you can't make it.
The breadth of the Atlanta History Center's approach to living history just continues to impress.
Yes, they come up with such great ideas, and one of them is their Parties with the Past. The idea behind these events is to meet in a historically significant place around Atlanta, and they give a little free history lesson with a guest speaker. They have a cash bar. Their motto is Free History, Cold Beer. And they've had these at Auburn Avenue, the Fox Theater. But tomorrow night, they're having one at Westview Cemetery. The cemetery is celebrating its 130th anniversary this year. And, you know, Westview does not get as much publicity as Oakland, but it's full of very historic people with the city of Atlanta. They are encouraging historical costumes. The event is free, and it starts at 5:30.
The word iconic is used a lot, but in the case of Ebony Magazine, it's not overstating.
It's the Ebony Fashion Fair exhibit at the Museum of Design Atlanta. The exhibit is called Inspiring Beauty, 50 Years of Ebony Fashion Fair, and it celebrates the traveling fashion show put together by Eunice and John Johnson, who were the founders of Ebony and Jet magazines. They started it in 1958, and it ran until 2009. And they basically brought European couture to the African-American community. And this exhibit has garments by designers like Yves Saint Laurent and, of course, Oscar de la Renta, which, you know, we're thinking about him a lot this year since he's just passed away. And this show will be at MoDA through January 4th.
When I think of cabbage, chomping seems very appropriate.
Yes, Saturday it will be Cabbage Town's 12th annual Chompin' Stomp. The big event here is actually a chili cook-off, and you pay $5 for your spoon and sort of go down chili row and taste all the chilies. The whole thing starts with a 5K at 7 a.m. And, of course, the cabbage games. There's a cabbage shredding contest, slaw eating, and my favorite, bobbing for Brussels sprouts.
Seriously?
Seriously. There are 4 bluegrass music stages, and so it's a really just a fun, festive day. Last year, they had more than 22,000 attendees, which is why they don't allow dogs.